All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how you doing in the big city? Sun is shining. All three of us present and accounted for in the studio. And, of course, that means we hope you are tuned in like you always are Monday through Friday to listen to your favorite radio show, The Usual Suspects, until 4 p.m. It's Barry, it's Nick, and it's me, Joel, here for you. And, fellas, what is up?
What's up, man?
What up?
All good in the neighborhood.
Nick, everything are you good? Adjusted? You back to the time zone adjustment and everything? Did you get some good sleep?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really need to adjust on just 2 hours. I don't think that's that bad, honestly.
I don't think you sleep.
I do sleep very little, that's for sure.
Are you that old yet? Where, like, because I know now that I'm 43, I don't sleep through the night well. I wake up, I toss and turn.
I've had that issue since my 20s. So
really?
My late 20s, yeah.
Now, I did, like, I wasn't feeling well yesterday when I got home. So my wife gave me some Benadryl.
Oof.
Out.
Knock you out.
Oh, it was the best. I
that
slept
is straight
so
LL
good.
Cool J right there.
That and Tylenol PM will do the trick, but Tylenol PM tends to give me tends to make me feel groggy in the morning. So
really?
I limit how often I take that.
Yeah, no, I did the old Benadryl and it was nice. Got some good sleep.
Like, I'm amazed. Lisa's been sick the last 2 days and hasn't been to work.
Allergies?
She has a sinus infection. She went to the 24-hour healthcare thing and they gave her a shot. They gave her all kinds of stuff and she was still hurting. But like, with her schedule, you would think you have to nap and you have to get like 6-7 hours. She averages probably 3.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's not good.
And continually does it. And I just don't know how she does it.
Which makes room for, you know, you're more prone to get sick when you
right.
do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Are you sure she doesn't have this new cat parasite that they're worried about?
I don't know
what
that is.
See this floating around?
No.
There's a cat parasite out there that's making people go crazy. There's a, there, I, hey.
If anyone knows cats.
I saw this article when I was prepping today. There's a mind-altering cat parasite that just got linked to a whole lot of neurological disorders. And it's like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, cancer. And you get it from a cat.
Well, that's why we don't have any. Rather have kids and dogs.
And they really warn against pregnant women being around a litter box.
Really?
Yeah. I know that was the case, though, like before before this became known, but they normally don't want pregnant women around cats or litter
really?
Boxes. Yeah,
I've
that's a
never
thing.
Heard that.
That's a thing. Maybe Lisa's...
cigarettes and booze, maybe, but cat litter box, I don't think I'd mix into that.
Cigarettes, booze, and cat poop will all harm a baby, apparently. I don't know. That's the thing.
I guess so.
Can I tell you, I'm trying to... I have gained some weight back.
Okay.
And so I'm really like, all right, this week I've got to focus on getting back down into the 170s.
I thought 165 was the goal.
It is, and I never got there.
Okay.
I never got close. I got to like 174 for a day. So I was, you know, I'm in the mid 180s right now. And
okay.
So I'm like, all right, this week I got shows. I don't want to look big on stage. So I'm going to run every day. So my goal is, I haven't ran in forever. So I was like, all right, Monday, 2 miles. Tuesday, 2.5. Wednesday, 3.5, 4 miles by Friday.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
I run yesterday, no problem. I run today, a little hot, a little humid.
It's sticky out there.
A little humid from the rain. That was no problem until I encountered a woman walking two pit bulls who couldn't control said pit bulls. And as I approach this woman, I see them starting to go crazy. And I thought, I'm gonna die
because
this. Yeah, they were full size pit bulls.
Oh boy!
And I'm looking at her trying to control them, and I thought I'm gonna die here because one of them is gonna get loose, and then the other one is going to follow, and I'm gonna be murdered on the sidewalk in my neighborhood. Yeah, slowly screaming to death. And so I'm like, well. Maybe she'll move around as I'm approaching her running.
Right.
She doesn't get off the sidewalk. She's not moving. And I'm approaching.
That's annoying.
Yeah. And so I'm like, well, and see, you got to remember now, this is a sidewalk that on one side is kind of flat, but on the other side drops about 4.5 feet to the street. It's kind of elevated. So okay. And it's not a gradual incline. It's just almost straight down. So I'm like, well, the bigger, meaner pit bull is on her right, my left. So I'm not going that way. So I have to go down this 4-foot drop, and I almost fall to my death as I run past. And as I run past, the pit bull she has in her left hand lunges at me. And I just thought, if she lets go of that leash.
Does she not apologize? Does she say anything?
So I have my headphones in, and I get past her. I climb back up on the sidewalk, and I'm not proud of what I said, but I was like, you dumb bitch, why don't you control your dogs? And then I thought, well, you dumbass, she's going to let her dogs go and attack you.
Yeah.
Why are you cursing at this lady? But I was so shocked, and I'll be honest, scared, that you know how sometimes you just lash out? That's what I did because I was freaking out. I really thought I was going
to
die.
In your sleep, you have a tendency to do that too.
Yeah,
out.
Boy. Yeah. So yeah, boy. Do you know how many tweets I got last night about that? People, that's a new thing. We're going to have to run those weekly. But anyway, so I like freaked out and then I lashed out at this lady. And I want to say for no reason, but there was a good reason.
Very good reason.
And so I yell that and then she looks back at me and starts cursing me out. And I had my headphones in, and I didn't even bother to take them out, but I said a few more choice words about our Lord and Savior that I'm not proud of, and then I just said, you know what, if you can't control your dogs, don't take them for a walk, and then I just kept running, because I'm also don't like to stop when I'm running.
Yeah.
But it was
see, like, I walk all four
pretty
of
emotional moment
morning.
For me.
And if I see people coming down the sidewalk, all I got to do is, let's go, guys. And they know we're going right, we're going onto the grass area, and we're letting the people walk by, and then we'll go back on. Because, look, I know that everybody's got a right to the sidewalk, but if I got four dogs, I understand. Hey, just keep, you know, if you're walking, riding.
If you have four pit bulls, if you have a pit bull, you're definitely not going to scare the crap out of some guy running
right. That
doesn't look like he can defend himself to begin with. Like, it's one thing if it's like, you got a little Pomeranian or whatever, and that's okay. These are full-grown pit bulls.
Yeah, that's...
And she didn't even... Now, like, there's a guy that walks a German Shepherd that when I'm running, he's out walking his dog, and he'll get the dog to the side, sit it down, stand in front of it as I go by. No problems. I can tell he's got his dog under control. You know, there's another lady that walks a Doberman. Same thing. She gets her dog. She holds it. She gets two hands on the leash. You know what I mean? Like, this lady was just, like, willy-nilly with these pit bulls. I'm like...
We've got other people with dogs in the neighborhood, and we've just already got, like, an agreement. Like, whoever's on the sidewalk first, or if I'm walking and I get out onto the sidewalk and I see he's ahead of me with the dog, I'll hold mine back or go the other way.
Right.
Because we know that they're going to, you know, start barking at each other or whatever. But, yeah, you just have some common courtesy. If she doesn't even move and she's got two dogs like that, I will warn you about this. She will be waiting for you.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Yeah. And I regretted immediately yelling that to her. I felt bad afterwards. But like I said, I was scared.
Awkwardness can get ugly.
Yeah.
Because she'll be waiting for you.
Well, that's all right. Now, maybe I need to... I was attacked by a dog in my old neighborhood when I was out running. He just came out of nowhere and started chasing me. And I realized about 20 yards into the chase that I wasn't going to outrun this dog. So I had to turn around. And he lunged at me and I kicked him in the ribs. And he stopped and he kind of looked at me and it worked. But that ain't working on the pit bull. You're not doing that.
Nah,
this was just some mutt-looking ass dog.
Yeah.
And so I thought, somebody had told me at the time because I was making jokes about it on Facebook. Somebody was like, you need to run with your gun. Like, if you get attacked by a wild pit bull, what are you going to do? I thought, yeah, that's a good point. I should be running with a gun.
You should be running with your phone and your gun.
Just start.
I'm
going to
get my AR-15 and strap it to the back. I'm not doing that.
What you need is a good quality tool belt. That you can run with. You can have
no.
The gun in the holster on one side. You can have the phone on the other side.
Well, I have my phone, but who am I going to call? The dog whisperer while I'm being attacked by a pit bull?
I don't run with a phone. That's why I run with that little iPod shuffle.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I do need to run. Because didn't you see people with a stick? I'm like, that stick ain't doing nothing against a pit bull. You realize that a pit bull will kill another pit bull. You and a stick, lady, it ain't doing nothing.
No.
That ain't going to help you.
Not even close.
Yeah, so I do need to consider it at least. They do make a little fanny pack that you can strap to your back and run with that you have a gun.
You know they're coming back.
Fanny packs?
Good look, yeah.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
are. You're trying to get me to wear a fanny pack.
I saw an article the other day online, top five new fashion things, and one of them is a fanny pack.
Is the other one pinch rolling your jeans?
No.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. I got an old neighbor of mine that still works out in our gym, still works out with a fanny pack, no matter how many people make fun of him, no matter how many people tell him what a bad look it is, he still wears the fanny pack every day at the gym.
Why does he wear it while he's working? Does he keep stuff in there like his...
Like, I don't know if he needs, like, Kleenex or... You know, I don't know what he all keeps in there.
That's
like,
strange.
Because you can put your keys in a lot of places.
I mean, I'm sure in another 20 years, when I'm in my 60s and I'm traveling, I'll wear a fanny pack.
You know those champion sweats? The old champion sweats that were really thick, like wrestlers.
Yeah.
Books, you know, you got them issued when you played sports.
Yeah.
He insists on wearing those sweatpants, too, even when it's 100 out. And then he wears the fanny pack over it, and those pants have pockets.
That's just
fanny packs are bad. What about Merces? Because B-Dub has a Merce.
No, they're awful.
So in Vegas, on the strip, I saw a guy almost identical Merce to Barry Warner's, except he had the whole strap. At least Barry Warner carries it around.
Right.
He had the whole strap, and he had it over his shoulder. And I was
he was carrying it like a purse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
he didn't even go like messenger bag style across the chest over one shoulder.
Across his chest.
Oh, well, that's a little bit different.
That's appropriate.
No, it's not like a backpack.
That's more European.
I think he was European, honestly.
See, that's if you go across the chest like a, you know, like you'll see like a mercenary with his bullets. What are those called? What is that called? There's a name for those things that hold those.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a little bit different. I thought you meant he was carrying it on the like the purse,
not over,
and the strap was on the same shoulder on the
like
same
a purse
side.
To me, though, women wear it like that too.
Well, that's more European.
Okay,
I guess you have to forgive them. That's their culture. They don't know what they're doing.
Tyler sent us a text with a link about fanny packs.
Oh, did he?
And at the same time, Nick, speaking of Vegas, we probably have some stuff we can talk about too, since you decided to share your best stuff with another show yesterday instead of. Sharing it with us.
I don't know what direction you were going to take it, Joel.
I didn't want to take it until you led me there, but I just thought if you were going to air it out, it would have been great to air it out with us. I think Barry would have had fun with it.
Sure he would have.
We got a lot to catch up on, though. And we got a lot to talk about because we had a lot on the sports plate, too, and other things. But we've got the Astros back on the field tonight. We've got Texans leading up to the Patriots game this weekend. And plenty more things on the agenda. So if there's something you want to get to, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call or text that number or hit us on Twitter at @TheProducerNick, @BarryIsFunny, @PacManJoel with a K. Back with a whole lot more. Stay right where you are. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back with more of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5 as we are in hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza.
Bandolier is what I was looking for.
That's with all the bullets
with the bullets across the chest. Yeah, several people texting the show got my back. Thank you.
Yeah, Lisa and I were Saturday afternoon. She wanted to get her mom some dessert at Dessert Gallery, a piece of cake or something like that. We went in there. This dude opened up this bag with like the biggest grin on his face. And I was like, oh, here's a dude that just loves dessert. He's ready to just break into some stuff. No, he pulled out a Merce and it had that cross strap. And was just the most excited in the world. And evidently he worked there because he was telling the employees to check it out and everything else. And all I could think of was Barry Warner has one like that. But
yeah,
it's just not my thing. I know that.
The only Gonzo on Twitter said, I saw a guy wearing a fanny pack when I took it to get my mower serviced. I guess they're coming back in style. It sounds like it. Like you said. If Barry doesn't get mauled, can I patent pending the phrase, you've been laminacked? Like you've been mossed?
That's pretty good.
That was for ATF.
I like it.
Come on, Barry. Your neighbors are just adding fuel for your neighborhood roasting session. That's true. I hope she does make it to trivia night. If I do it, I'm cussing her out on the microphone.
Bring it right at her. Call her out for those who let the dogs
That's
out.
That's right. Somebody texted and said, you need to take wolf fighting lessons from Arian Foster. Well, we already have a tweet of the week or text of the week. That's a great text.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. How about dog spray, dumbass? What? Why are you calling me a dumbass?
I don't know what do you
beat me to it? Yeah. Better question.
Yeah, why'd you beat Joel to it? Yeah. But they make dog spray? Isn't that called mace? Can't you mace a dog?
Do they really make dog spray?
That was my question. I had no idea.
I guess we're all dumbasses because we don't even know dog spray exists.
Our bad, dumbass.
Yeah. Bear mace. Derek said bear mace for dogs. Ooh. So there is bear mace. I don't know about dog spray, but you can
get... Does it leave any long-lasting... Because, my wife would be like, did you hurt the dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I lost an ankle, honey. It doesn't matter. Is the dog okay?
Yeah, did the dog chip a tooth biting through your bone? Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Is the dog okay? Because I'll get the dog to a dentist real quick. You can bleed to death. We'll worry about you later.
Somebody said if you run with Michael Vick, they'll stay away.
Oh, boy.
Also, someone said, I love you, Barry. That's kind of weird. I don't know what that is.
But you should respond.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if I'm supposed to say I love you, too.
I don't know.
You ever done that by accident to somebody that wasn't a wife or whatever? Like just hanging out with your boys or whatever, you're on the phone. You'd be like, all right, cool, bro. Yeah, later. I love you. What?
I did it. Well, there's two.
It's like calling your teacher mom. You ever done that? The same thing.
I've never done that one. But I think that I've had the what the hell did you just say moment. Because my best friend is Hawaiian and his brother. And I mean, I've known him for so long. But in Hawaiian culture, that's natural. And like, so when I moved away, the first time we were talking on the phone, he's like, all right, I love you, man. Love you, bro. And I'm just like, huh? Yeah. And I'm sitting there kind of half stunned going, did he really say that to me?
You're not getting in my draws.
Yeah, he just, player. And I'm
not,
like,
it's not going to happen. That's crazy.
That one kind of caught me off guard. I'm like, all righty. But that's very common.
I've called a teacher mom. There's somebody, a comedian does a good joke about it too, but I've called a teacher mom before. I've told, I remember when I told my now wife when we were dating, I love you the first time. And I was like, all right, well, I love you. Wait, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I basically said it and then took it back. And she was like, you're so weird. Like, she didn't care, but it was just like, I freaked out. She handled it well, but I didn't. I was just stammering. But this is the same woman that, so I had only been divorced for maybe 6 months when I met her. And so we had been dating for a little while and then we worked together. That's how I met her. We worked at the same, office. And so we were coming back from lunch and we're sitting in the car and I was like, hey, listen, I really am digging this, us dating. This is great. But I've only been divorced for 6 months, so I don't know if I'm ready. And I didn't even get ready. She goes, okay, and got out of the car and walked off. And I was like, well, wait, come back. So she basically did the sales takeaway where she was just like, okay, and walked off. And I was like, come back. So I was like, I was going to say I wasn't ready to get too serious, but I'm like she did the whole, and it worked, and I've been with her ever since. Like, she just...
So that was a tactic?
What? Mine?
Yeah.
No, I was just going to tell her I wasn't ready to be serious. And then when she walked off, I was like, well, maybe I am.
Wow.
Yeah. Freaked me out, though, because I was like, damn, she shut me down.
By her, yeah.
She shut me down quick.
Well played by her.
Yeah, she won. She won.
No question.
18, 19 years later, she won.
There was no suspense in ours.
No?
No.
You were whooped, huh?
First date.
From the get-go, you were whooped.
No, first date.
Don't lie.
First date, and we met, she was out of town for a week at her parents' house. So we talked the entire time before we had our first date. And on our first date, we both said we think we went on our last first date. And it went from there.
Aww. Did you tell her you loved her on the first date?
Not the first date, no.
Second?
No.
How long?
About a week.
What? Yeah. It took you, waited a week?
A whole week.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy, wasn't
it? That's way too soon.
And we were both on the same
page. That should have been a red flag for Lisa. She should have been like, all right, this guy's weird. A week? Now, was she all in too, though?
Yeah, because it was like we both were going to say it, but it was like, who's going to be the first one to say it? So you kind of, oh, we knew. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Now, have either of you ever been married before?
Nope.
Because I'm on my second marriage.
Nope.
So that's how I knew.
Yeah.
Because I was like, as soon as she did that, I was like, this is the woman I need to be with because she doesn't care. Like, if you do that to most women, they get all sappy and they're like, don't leave it. Let's work it. She was like, bye. And that's when I knew that's the woman I need to be with. I need someone like that. You know what I mean? I need someone that doesn't care because then they're not going to be too clingy or too emotional or too invested when you're not ready to be. It's perfect. But A week?
Yeah.
I would have kicked you to the curb, Joe. I'd have broke up with you right away.
It was mutual, Chief. Sorry about that. So Randall wants to get in here and talk about your hook shot?
What?
How does that get involved?
I don't have any idea. Yeah. How random.
Randall, what's up?
Random Randall.
What's up, Go? What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up,
you're
man?
Good.
Nothing. So, you guys know how people like to call their shots, your favorite basketball player. You hit a shot, you call Kobe. So, I'm in the warehouse the other day, and for whatever reason, I get a big bag of plastic. I ball it up. There's a trash can halfway across the warehouse, and I decided to call the Barry Laminack hook shot, and I missed, of course.
Of course. It wouldn't have been the Barry if you made it, man. It definitely wouldn't have been the Barry.
Did you hit the can at least?
I actually hit the refrigerator next to the can.
Okay, so then it was a true Laminack. If you didn't hit anything that you were aiming at, then it was a Barry.
I hate you. I hate you, Randall.
Thanks, Randall. Appreciate it. Good call.
I love that. Because did you used to do that where you'd be like, Jordan? With the Nerf basketball.
Yeah, so you know what? Lisa's mom, I came home from work the other day, and Lisa's mom had gone out and bought Taylor her first basketball hoop. And it was one of those where you can fill, it's, you know, it's plastic, but
right.
it's pretty good sized, sturdy. You fill the base up with water so it stays strong. But I was like, oh my God, I had one of these. And man, indoor hoops, we would jack that thing up so that we had rules where you had to play on your knees. So that you were like level, you know, so you're at the right height to the hoop.
Right.
And we would have like all out battle royals playing basketball. And you'd do the MJs and the dunks and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun stuff.
We used to, me and my buddies, Jimmy George and Jeff Leach, we used to, like, we were inseparable in junior high. And we all had Nerf goals.
Yeah.
And we would play for hours. And of course, you know, like Jimmy George would always be yelling, Jordan, and dunking on everybody. But, dude, the Nerf basketball goal was our everything.
It was unreal. So here's the thing. In our living room, because between our living room and our dining room, you have like an archway. You know, there's no wall.
Right.
You go right from the living room to the dining room. In the dead smack middle of the archway, we had a Nerf hoop. And you guys will understand now where the competitive nature came from. My dad was like undefeated in horse and stuff, and he was not going to lose. But like at night when it was mom and dad's television time, half the time dad was playing horse and things with me on the Nerf hoop in the living room on the arch. And she was so pissed. She's like, you're going to wear out my carpeting. So that thing has got tack marks on the, because we tacked it in really good to the archway. She's like, you already put holes in my trim on the archway. And my dad was like, yeah, whatever. And we just kept playing forever and a day, to the point where I would have friends come over so that we could play on my court, which was our living room carpeting, and my mom was furious.
We also used to take the Nerf ball, the orange Nerf ball, and we had those little mini wooden bats that, like, the Astros would do a giveaway.
Used to give them away,
and we would play baseball with it.
Okay.
And so we would use, and you could throw, you could put some serious action on a Nerf ball. Dude, like, between those two, we would kill a whole summer. We would never leave the house, but we would be playing nonstop.
You know, batting practice in major leagues, how they tape the end of the bat so it doesn't crack.
Right.
So we would take a wiffle ball bat, and we would take electrical tape and tape the hell out of the end so it was real heavy, so that it felt more like a bat. And then we would get the real – there was a sturdy plastic ball that didn't have any holes in it, no wiffle ball. It was really solid plastic. We'd play wiffle ball for hours a day working on hitting curveballs and stuff. Like, you're right. And you don't, our parents were ecstatic because they didn't spend a dime except for one bat and a couple of balls.
Yep.
And if they got in a gutter, we were finding a tree that would get near that gutter to get it out, because that was our world in the summer.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Nick?
I mean, my summers were pretty boring, so I didn't
wiffle ball, Nerf ball, nothing?
Soccer when I was a kid, basketball when middle school and high school. Like,
All right, well, we've got a half hour in the books now and a lot more show to get to. We talked about Rick Smith's lack of ability to draft yesterday, and Barry was bringing that up. We were going over some statistics. I have some more to add to that mix. Texans still looking for receiving help, offensive line help. Oh, by the way, and maybe overall help. They're taking on the Patriots again this week. We know how those have gone in recent years. But we can talk about that. Astros back on the diamond tonight. Lots more to get to, including a recap of what was a catastrophe for the Giants last night on Monday Night Football. And a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Quarterback and the center need to be on the same page there. We got to get the ball snapped. Because we have a veteran quarterback who's played a lot of football. I expect us to get the ball snapped.
That one, Ben McAdoo, following the game last night between the Detroit Lions and the New York Giants, where I know there's a clamoring now to never see the Giants on national TV again. I can't say that I disagree because they're awful.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, but Ben McAdoo, who is an offensive quote-unquote guru, was the Packers' offensive coordinator before he took the job with the Giants. But that's a very dicey move he pulled there, because he's already catching heat because the whole team looks like hot garbage. But then he dumps his player under the bus, and arguably one of his best players, and says that's on him. And Eli Manning, being Eli Manning, took it, agreed, and said that's on me. But if you missed it, they were trying to get a fourth down play inside the two last night. And with the clock running down, he audibleized until it hit double zeros. They were penalized with a delay of game, and Ben McAdoo was not happy.
And he shouldn't be. I mean, you need guys like, you know, Manning to play better. You really do. I thought he had a bad game. I thought his receivers let him down. That offensive line looked bad. I mean, their
offensive line is garbage. The Texans are bad. The Giants are, if not equally as bad, maybe worse.
Yeah, it's just, to be a Giants fan right now, which, you know.
OBJ dropped balls.
Yep. As a Texans fan, you got to look at that and go, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
we feel you.
And the other thing is, they went for it several times on fourth down. Every time, the decision that Manning made was to a receiver that was a yard to 3 yards short of a first down on one of them. They even marked it to where they gave him the first down. Caldwell threw the red flag, and they ended up taking it back away from him to add insult to injury. But just, you got to make better decisions than that.
Yeah, and like you said, Joel, Eli Manning very much sounded like he took the bulk of the responsibility. This is what it sounded like.
Not going in the right direction enough, you know, going backwards, not converting on third downs enough, and, you know, got down there, you know, close and, you know, on the 1 yard line and get a penalty and then get a delay gain at the end. And, you know, so it's not, you know, not executing well enough on third downs in the green zone, some critical moments.
So that's the thing, but you would expect that kind of on one of the Mannings, just to stay above board, right, to stay professional, to play golly gee, it was on me. But that's a hot mess of a football team. And a lot of people thought that team was going to run away with the East this year in the NFC. They're not.
Not right now. There's still plenty of football left, but they've scored 13 points in two games. They had a field goal in the third quarter against the Cowboys, and they put up 10 against the Lions. They scored 13 points. Just and giving up, what, 43 or something like that?
Yeah, they're 0-2. And look, you look at it, you mentioned the offensive line, but right on par with the offensive line is the fact that they have zero running game. And obviously there's a correlation between the two. But between the two, the offensive line and the running game together, look, that's an absolute disaster of a recipe because of the fact that, you know, Eli needs time to throw. And you also know that defenses are going to tee off on them because of the fact that there is no running game. And again, a lot of prognosticators said, oh, this is a team that's going to win the NFC East.
Mm-hmm. Well, dead last in the NFL in rushing with 97 yards in two games.
That is awful.
How do you – Tampa has only played one game and has more rushing yards than the Giants do, having played two games.
That is silly.
That is bad.
Yes.
Yeah, real bad. So, 97 yards, not going to get it. Like you said, I mean, it all starts and ends up front with that offensive line.
Yeah.
And I think Manning is a guy that can make those throws. He can make those plays. Every time I looked up, he was getting pounded around. He was getting knocked down. He had no time.
I don't know if y'all were watching it or not, but on one of them,
yes, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
And he threw a wounded duck that ended up being completed and got the first down. But I actually rewound it three times and said, if he at the last minute doesn't get his feet out from under him where his feet were tucked under his butt and he ended up to extending him, he would have gone down and literally been crushed by a 300-pound lineman on top of his own heels. His spinal cord would have been mush.
I was really expecting to see some police officers come out there and arrest, who was it, for attempted murder, because it was brutal.
Crushing.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah. So Detroit all over, and I don't like Detroit being 2-0 because they're in the NFC North, but they look like a much improved team. But how about this?
Yeah, they do.
Matthew Stafford, the winning quarterback, threw for a whopping 125 yards.
Well, I was going to say, this is why you have to watch the games, because if you were to just look at statistically,
yep,
the game was pretty even. First downs, the Giants actually had more than the Lions did, 14-12. One turnover apiece. Time of possession, pretty close, 34 minutes to 27, and change on both. The Giants actually outgained the Lions 270 yards to 257.
Yeah, they had the special teams touchdown.
Yeah, it just wasn't close. I mean, it wasn't a close game. You never felt like the Giants were in it.
Ever.
At any point.
And they look really, really bad.
And boy, how about that first touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford? That thing was beautiful. That back shoulder throw right there at the goal line.
Yep.
Gorgeous.
By the way, I would say this. He has an audible called Kershaw.
Because I heard
Clayton
that.
Kershaw
crazy. They were talking
went
about
to
that.
High school together. He was actually Clayton Kershaw's catcher in high school. I thought that was cool.
They mentioned on the broadcast that, and then they said how Kershaw was at one point the highest paid pitcher.
Yep. And now they're
and
both.
And Stafford is the highest paid quarterback or player. And, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, the other cool thing was David Carr audibilizing this weekend and calling Seattle. And so the entire defense figured that meant, that means they're switching to a run because Marshawn Lynch is in the backfield. And it actually was an audible from a run to a pass, which ended up being a touchdown to Amari Cooper. But on so many fronts, they thought that was awesome. One, you got an audible to Seattle because you got Marshawn Lynch, and the fact that they wouldn't run the ball against the Patriots would have won the Super Bowl. And then because the defense bid on it, he had Amari Cooper wide open for a touchdown.
That's funny. I didn't know that. So I was looking at the power rankings.
Okay.
And these came out at 7:30 this morning on ESPN.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Your top five. I would say a little bit of a surprise here. But Atlanta, number one, that's not that much of a surprise. Mm-mm. Number two is Kansas City. Number three, the Steelers. They dropped from number one to number three. Number four, New England Patriots. And number five, the Oakland Raiders. All right? Mm-hmm. What's crazy to me is after these first two games, the Giants are still at number 19.
How?
Ahead of the Texans, who are at 20.
Oh.
Which, don't get me wrong, it's not like the Texans have had any beautiful games that they've played in this year. But those teams are pretty comparable, to be honest with you. When you talk about front sevens on the defensive side of the ball and expecting them to play better and get pressure on the passer and the secondary is not – I mean, these teams in a lot of ways are similar. Not Eli Manning, I'm not comparing to Deshaun Watson or anything like that.
Yeah,
man. I would expect the Giants to be a bit lower.
I would too, but it's only 2 weeks in. But in my mind, and I know how people, it's a money grab for people to get views when they do these
power rankings
and things. But Kansas City, to me, because of two solid weeks, I would put as a better football team than Atlanta, because people forget in week one, Atlanta should have lost to the Bears. And they're a different team on natural grass. But on turf, they are an incredible team.
Well, you needn't look no further than team defense statistically, and look where the Patriots are at and yardage given up. They're second to last.
They got problems on defense right now.
And a lot of that is because of Kansas City. I mean, the only defense that's worse, sorry, Clarence, is New Orleans.
Yeah.
They're dead last in yardage. They've already given up 1,025 yards, New Orleans has. New England Patriots have given up 966 yards.
And that's exactly why I expect your Houston Texans to roll. I'm not going to say that.
You stop it
that's
right now.
That's not going to happen regardless. But yeah, the Patriots, look, they look very, very one-sided. Their offense looks fantastic. Their defense looks like something to be desired. But they're still the Patriots. And I don't think that they're going to have a whole lot of problems with the Texans this weekend.
Let's play a quick game. Who's giving up more points? You ready? It's going to be New England and.
Okay.
All right. Who's giving up more points, New England or Chicago?
New England.
Yeah. Who's giving up more points, New England or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Okay. Who's giving up more points, New England or the Colts?
New England.
It's a tie.
Oh.
There's that defense. That's never a defense you want to be compared to.
No.
They've both have given up 31 points.
That's
a game. A game.
But again, we're in week two. I mean, we've just passed week two. You got some 2-0 teams that are going to be really good that we know of. We've got some 2-0 teams that might be a bit of an imposter. And we've got some 0-2 teams that may have caught a little bad luck, but maybe they're at the end. And some that are very deserving of exactly where they are. And some that are lucky to be 1-1.
Yeah.
Without naming
names.
Who's
that? Who's that?
I'm not going to name any names.
Huh? What?
But we can talk about that along the way. We've got plenty more to talk about as well. And you guys are doing a hell of a job of also chiming in to let us know that you have things to talk about too, whether it be on Twitter, text, or call. So please continue to do so. 713-780-3776 if you want to call or text. Or hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, speaking of Infuse Energy, I keep telling you about these guys, but they're locally owned and operated, and if you're looking for a good energy provider, go no further than the people at Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pestikoff, who was in studio with us last week, a true Houstonian, a local guy, and he wants to be your energy company. He makes sure that people are manning the phone lines, not an automated system. They talk to you, they identify your needs, whether it be a business or for your home use, and they make sure they tailor make a plan for your energy usage. 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or infuseenergy.com. You mentioned the promotional code ESPN975. Right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit. And please understand, they're not going to try and screw you over. They're going to give you all kinds of options. Sometimes they're not going to have the lowest rates, and they're going to even let you know that. But for the most part, they're going to fill your energy needs with a plan that will take care of everything. They've reduced my energy bills monthly by $150 a month, and that is saying something. They have been fantastic for me. They could be fantastic for you. They're affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Check them out, Infuse Energy. So with that, we are back.
Got a couple texts.
Okay. I got plenty of tweets, too.
Yeah, careful with the bear mace. Somebody was saying that you can use bear mace to spray dogs.
Ooh, okay.
But they were like, be careful which way the wind is blowing because it'll mess you up.
Yeah, if it's going to take out a bear, I'm pretty sure it can do some damage.
I used to say I love you to customers when I worked at Discount Tire right before hanging up to see if they would call back about it. That's great.
I like that.
That is really good. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and I have not heard I love you yet. That was from OU Mike.
Get out.
That was from OU Mike.
Get out, Mike.
2 years, and your boyfriend hasn't said I love you?
Get out.
I don't know. I mean,
and if your next conversation with your boyfriend has something to do with, I really like hanging out with you and I think things are good, but I'm not ready.
Are you supposed to say I love you within 2 years? I mean,
2 years?
Maybe it takes some guys longer to fall in love. Maybe they don't know what love is. They want her to show them.
I mean, all for right. me, it didn't take 2 years. It took
Nick was ready to drop him like a hot potato if he was rich and famous a day or two ago.
I wouldn't say I love you. I wouldn't say it within the first 6 months at the minimum. So if you say like after 6 months, I don't think it's incredibly crazy.
Is a week a little excessive?
Yeah.
It's fine. I get people on Twitter telling me where I met Lisa and how I overachieved and all these other things. Bottom line is, tomorrow is our 3-year anniversary.
Hey, congrats.
And we have a child, and I'm sure you people are working on something for the future.
3 whole years.
Congratulations, my man.
I can't believe she's put up with you for that long.
I can't either, but I'll take it.
Good
Every
for
day
you.
Is an adventure.
Yeah, she's definitely a keeper. She can put up with you.
She's okay.
Thank goodness Barry didn't bring up his Nerf doll. Shut up.
Stretch Armstrong.
Wiffle ball was the greatest. Hit them with the ball and they're out. Yeah. Wiffle ball was fun to play. I always liked that you could put a lot of English. I mean, you could throw a 12-6 curveball and
it would
just
die.
Throw
a lot of crazy junk, too, because it didn't really hurt your arm.
Yep.
Wiffle ball was all world. Loved it. And we always had one rich kid in the neighborhood that bought that pitching machine for wiffle balls.
What?
Yeah. He had a plastic. Literally,
hang out with anybody
it was like a
like
pitching
that.
Machine like we see for baseballs, but it was plastic, but you could load up 12 at a time. And it's like you're in a batting cage, and it would just, one after the other with the arm.
That's crazy.
Poof, poof. So, yeah, if there's nothing else to do, let's get in the cage and hit some wiffle balls.
Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman texted in the following. I dated a girl. This is great. I dated a girl that didn't like to say I love you on the regular, but she would say it repeatedly mid-coitus. One, well, then. That's when you know you're good at coitus. If you can get a girl to say I love you while you're having sex, but that's the only time she'll say it, you should be proud of yourself, young man. Good for you. Also, too, that's really weird that she won't say it outside of that moment. That's strange.
Well, you know what she loves.
Him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least what he can do.
I don't know what this text means. Who is this for? Me, you, or Nick? What happened with your ear issue? What the hell is that?
It's definitely not me.
Unless it was the stinky behind the ear, like the belly button.
Oh, yeah. No. That was passing conversation. That wasn't an issue. You were the one that said behind the ear stinks. I never said it happened.
No, but it does.
I know, but I'm just saying that wasn't an issue I brought up. I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know who they're addressing that to then.
Yeah. Maybe they have the wrong show. What are the odds your ear issue? Yeah, wrong show.
Sports!
Sports.
Well, we got the wrong show because my man, the producer, has great stories that he's sharing with other shows. Did the phone come back yet? You want to give the listeners an update?
I submitted the claim this morning, and it should be here tomorrow.
So they can FedEx the phone, right?
Yeah, ship it. I guess it's FedEx. FedEx, UPS, whatever.
Have you tracked the phone any further to see where that evil person is?
I didn't do it today, man. I've been doing it every single day since I lost it, and honestly, I'm drained from it. I was being way too optimistic. It. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's gone.
Did you validate that the contacts and everything are synced into your iCloud account?
So yeah, that was the first thing I checked.
Okay, good.
That was the first thing.
So did you remotely wipe the phone?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not a technical guy. I feel like if I erase it, I'm afraid it's going to erase my iCloud. I'm just
you work
I'm not
with
savvy
a technical
enough.
Guy.
Yeah, I should have asked Barry. I mean, he was helping
you
me.
You should have asked me. I would have helped you immediately.
Good
Lord.
You would
be the wrong person to ask, for sure.
I would have been for chiseling sure. it like Freddie Flintstone on bedrock with a
if
rock
Joel
and
got
a chisel.
On it, my contacts would be everywhere.
Joel's cell phone is rotary dial. That's a, oh, damn it. I messed up. I got to start over.
I borrowed it. I got Barry Warner's hand-me-downs on that one. I still use it. Yeah, I didn't want to give it up. I thought it was a collector's item as it was.
Barry Warner still has the car phone. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
With the antenna?
Yeah.
Were you guys the kind of guy that bought the antenna with no car phone just to look cool?
No.
I feel like that was Nick. No. I feel like Nick would have put the antenna on his car without the phone just to be like, yeah, I'm balling. But no, don't get inside. Don't get inside and look. But yeah, I got a car phone.
Our thing when like in high school, like for whatever reason, a lot of my friends like on their trucks and stuff, they put that huge antenna. Like, yeah, better reception. I'm like, I don't think that gives you better reception.
No, for your phone?
No, like this.
No,
for radio. Radio.
Oh, yeah, would they put a tennis ball on it?
No, it'd just be like this massive, pretty redneck looking
bend
antenna.
It back and attach it to the bumper if you wanted to. I know exactly what you're talking
that's
about.
Pretty red. Yeah. That's very redneckish. Well, did you go to school with a lot of rednecks?
Kind
of. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
What about the brick phone?
Yeah.
The big old brick.
I didn't have one of those. My first phone wasn't until I got a flip phone. Like, it was the gray. It was Houston Cellular. Which goes way
oh,
back.
Oh, it sure does. My buddy worked was a manager there.
I had a Houston Cellular. Oh, you had a brick phone?
I had a Houston Cellular. My dad gave me one when I was like 15.
Well, I'm talking about like, but the brick phone was the big, like it was humongous. And you had a pack.
Oh, no, not that.
And you carried it like a merce. Like
no,
you carried it
big...
with a strap and the.
No,
yeah,
not like that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The
battery, it was all battery just right. to charge the damn thing. But my buddy's dad had a car phone. Which was just baller. Yeah, like it was in the car.
Connected to the console between the seats.
Yeah, it was so badass.
We thought any family that had one of those, any dad that had one of those, they were true ballers.
He was single. Oh man, he was getting so much ass with that car phone. It was ridiculous.
I remember I couldn't have ever afforded one. And then when I got my first job with the Trailblazers, they gave me one because I had
a car phone or
a brick. One of the brick. And I'm like, you think back now, there was no way to carry that thing and look cool.
No.
It was huge.
No, there really isn't. I bring up the antenna because there was a lot of fronting going on when I was in high school. Like, you know, you would have the antenna on the car, but no car phone inside, a pager that didn't work, but you would still wear the pager. I remember when I got my first phone, no one had the number. I didn't have anyone's number. And so I would just have to ride around pretending like I was talking on the phone because no one would call me. It was the saddest thing ever.
That's where your acting ability came.
Yeah, that's right. Now, yeah, that's right. I would pretend that I would get a call, especially if I pulled up next to like a hot chick. Oh yeah, I'd pull that phone out and be like, "Yeah, what's up, Grant?" I don't even know why I was actually talking because the windows were up. I could have just moved my mouth and shoot, but I would have a full on conversation at the light. Like, it's gonna work. You know what I mean? Like, that's how dumb guys are though. Is like, you'll pull your phone out at a light and have a fake conversation out loud with no one else in the car, thinking that the chick is just gonna be like, "Oh my god, take my panties yep. right now, just throw
no
them
doubt.
Into your sunroof or something." That's
no
so sad.
No question about it.
So sad.
Yeah. By the way, for those that were listening and had the ability to comment, I'm not a Raiders fan, but I do watch the Red Zone channel. So if I did, but in passing, call him David instead of Derek, you knew who I meant. And by the way, I saw the play well enough to know what happened. So regardless of who caught the touchdown.
I didn't even bring it up.
Yeah. No, you read me a text. So get over yourself. You know, I'll watch more Raider games for you next week.
Somebody said, I think the beer salesman and I dated the same chick.
That's awesome.
That's nuts.
And that was from, let's see, so we got that was either from, we got two or three beer guys. So maybe they're all dating the
same
chick.
That was your friendly, yeah, that could be.
Could be. We could
be
mixing and matching.
Beer guys.
Yeah. Maybe she went from domestic to the stuff you were drinking a few weeks ago. The IPs.
Right.
All right. All right, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show. We still have to get into more NFL, your Astros and the Indians, and a quest for the American League's best record, and a whole lot more. So if you want to join us, please jump into the conversation. You can text, you can call, or hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.